Hare Krishna. So we are seeing the procedure for practicing Ashtanga Yoga. So this has started from shloka number 10. So shloka number 10 said what? That the person should go to Rahasi Stita Ekaki. He should go to a place of seclusion. And how should be the place of seclusion that we spoke in the previous video? Shloka number 11 and 12. The place of seclusion should be Shuchau Deshe. It should be a sacred place. After going to sacred place, what the person has to do? He should make his own asana. What all the asana should have? It should have a soft cloth, a deer skin, and on that he has to put kushagras. Now why this deer skin and why this kushagras and all that? Especially for deer skin, it is said that it has got some chemicals by which the reptiles will not come close to him. So he will not be disturbed, you know, by, because in forest, you know, there will be snakes and scorpions and so many others, you know, who will come, you know, to visit the person. So they will not disturb him much. And after this, what he's supposed to do? Then he should make sure that he focuses on the tip, he focuses his mind on one point. And then he should make sure that he sits on the asana very firmly and then, you know, focuses the mind on some point. And he starts practicing yoga. For what? For purification. Now what else he is supposed to do? How he should sit on the asana? What he should do after that? All that is given in the shloka number 13 and 14. Let's see that now.
Samam kaya shiro grivam dharayan achalam sthiraha samprekshya nasikagram svam dishaschanavalokayan prashantatma vigatabhir brahmachari vrate stitah manaha samyama machitto yukta asita matparah.
So here Krishna is saying samam kaya shiro grivam. So the body, now he's saying kaya, the body should be straight, and then shiro. So shiro is the head and grivam. Shira is the head and grivam is the neck. So all that should be in the straight line. The person, when he's sitting on the asana, he should sit with his body, neck and head all in the straight line. And then what he's supposed to do after sitting there? Then it is said that dharayan achalam sthiraha samprekshya nasikagram svam dishas cha navalokayan. So when he's sitting, he should make sure that he doesn't look here and there in all the disha. No. What he's supposed to do? Sit straight and just look at the point. Which point? The tip of the nose. That's what he's supposed to do. Nasikagram. Nasikagram. So that's what the person's supposed to do. And then after that, prashantatma. So how he should do all this? With unagitated and subdued mind, prashanta atma. Vigata bhir, he should be completely devoid of fear. Because he's sitting in the forest, so it's very, very important. He should be devoid of fear. And then, brahmachari vrate stitaha, he should be completely celibate. He should maintain celibacy, does not indulge in sex. And manaha samyamya machitto yukta asita. So that person should meditate on the Lord in the heart, within the heart. And matparaha. Matparaha means make the Lord the ultimate goal of life. So all this the person has to do after sitting on the asana. So let's see some few points about this. The goal of life is to know Krishna, who is situated within the heart of every living being as Paramatma, the four-handed Vishnu form. So Krishna is there in all our hearts as Paramatma. And to be more technical, more specific, we have Shirodakshay Vishnu, the expansion of Krishna sitting in our heart as Paramatma. In each and every living entity, in each and every body. And He is the goal. He is the goal. We have to understand who is Krishna. That is what is the goal. The yoga process is practiced in order to discover and see this localized form of Vishnu and not for any other purpose. See, when someone does Ashtanga Yoga, starting from Yama, Niyama, Asana, then, you know, all that till the end, that is samadhi. It's only for one reason. For what? To see the Lord within the heart. Just for that purpose. Not for keeping the body fit enough to, you know, elongate or one's own lifespan and things like that. No, not for that. for realizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Paramatma in the heart, only for that reason. And then it is given, to realize this Vishnu Murti within the heart, one has to observe complete abstinence from sex life. Therefore, one has to leave home and live alone in a secluded place, remaining seated as mentioned in the previous shloka. One cannot enjoy sex life daily at home or elsewhere and attend a so-called yoga class and thus become a yogi. One has to practice controlling the mind and avoiding all kinds of sense gratification, of which sex life is the chief. So this is very clear. So it's not that one can stay at home and practice Ashtanga Yoga. No. One should completely abstain from sexual indulgence. No sexual intercourse at all. Zero. That's what is given here. Complete celibacy. So it is recommended that the person should live alone. Then there is no question of getting any sex impulse. So there will be no opposite gender, no question of having any sex impulse. So should go to a very, very secluded place and should practice it alone. So it is said, one should maintain celibacy. Then the person will be able to focus on the Paramatma who is there within the heart. And regarding celibacy, here it is given, a vow of brahmacharya or celibacy is meant to help one completely abstain from sex indulgence. It's not just about doing some sexual activity. Here it is given, in work, words and mind at all times, under all circumstances and in all places. So talking about sex, thinking about sex, all that, I will actually break the celibacy. That's what is the point that is made here. Children at the age of 5 are sent to Gurukul, or the place of spiritual master, and the master trains the young boys in the strict discipline of becoming brahmachari. So this was all there in the Vedic tradition, where the children would be sent to Gurukul, and the guru who is there, the spiritual master, he'll train those small kids right from the age of 5 to maintain a strict brahmacharya, to become naishtiki brahmachari. So this was the training that was given. And nowadays we know what training is given and what sort of training is there. All the training that is there is all about how to agitate one's own mind by discussing various things of this world. One who, however, follows the rules and regulations of married life. Now there might be a question that if someone is married, so that person cannot break the cycle of birth and death, because celibacy is not possible in married life. To beget kids, a person should have sex. How will he beget kids? So here is the answer that is given. One who, however, follows the rules and regulations of married life, having a sexual relationship only with his wife, and that also under regulation, is called a brahmachari. Even such a person who is having sexual intercourse only with his wife under some rules and regulations, such a person can also be called as a brahmachari and a celibate. Such a restrained householder brahmachari may be accepted in the bhakti school. This is accepted only in bhakti, not in jnana and dhyana. They will not accept. In fact, they don't admit householder brahmacharis. So this concept of householder brahmachari is only there in bhakti yoga. Why? Let's see that. In bhakti school, a householder brahmachari is allowed controlled sex life because the cult of bhakti yoga is so powerful that one automatically loses sexual attraction being engaged in the superior service of the Lord. The process of bhakti is so blissful and so nice and so attractive that the person will not be attracted to anything of this world. So the person will just indulge into some sexual activity with one's own wife under the jurisdiction of marriage, only for begetting kids, not for sense enjoyment. So very nicely this will happen. Why? Because there's higher taste in bhakti. Now what about the fear aspect that was mentioned? Vigata bhi. Let's see that. One cannot be fearless unless one is fully in Krishna consciousness. A conditioned soul is fearful due to his perverted memory, his forgetfulness of his eternal relationship with Krishna. Krishna consciousness is the only basis for fearlessness. Now, why people fear? As soon as we enter a dark room, when we are alone, we fear. Why? Because we are alone. But if as soon as we realize that Krishna is always with me, why will the person fear? And as soon as he realizes that everything in this world is actually in connection with Krishna, the things that we are seeing around, the inanimate things around, the non-living things around, everything is a part of external energy of the Lord. And the people who are moving around, all the living entities, they're all part and parcel of Krishna. And the best thing is to understand that Krishna is there in each and everyone's heart as Paramatma. So why fear? when the vision is not proper, when we don't perceive things properly with clarity, that how Krishna is present in each and every one and how each and everything is connected to Krishna, will not be able to become fearless. But a bhakti yogi sees everything in connection to Krishna, so he's completely fearless. He does not fear anything in this world because he sees Krishna everywhere. And so it is given. Since the ultimate goal of yoga practice is to see the Lord within, a Krishna conscious person is already the best of all yogis. The principles of yoga system mentioned herein are different from those of popular so-called yoga societies. I don't think I need to explain this. Now we can easily make out what is actually practicing yoga and what are people doing in those yoga clubs and yoga societies. So we'll clearly have a complete picture of what is Ashtanga Yoga. So in this way, you know, it's very clear now that how Ashtanga Yogi, he takes up so much of hard efforts. He does so much of hard efforts to reach certain level wherein he can perceive the presence of the Lord. And whereas when it comes to Bhakti Yogi, just by chanting Hare Krishna, he'll be able to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So let's continue. Let's continue seeing what are the other things that Ashtanga Yogi does. And at least by that we'll understand that I cannot do this. I can just do Bhakti Yoga. Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.